the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Which will be in a little while, but singing a song about the sweet spirit on each face, the sun comes in and lights us up, reminds me of the topic for today, Jesus being transfigured. And some are on the mountain today. So let's pass God's peace around each other as we greet each other today. Peace. Yeah. I understand there was a wedding here yesterday. I knew that was coming. I knew Tammy, Bishop, but I never met her fiance and now her husband. And I guess it was pretty good crowd for the wedding. And I asked Dave, who cleaned up after all that. I said, "You must have had a crew in here." He said, "Yeah, Dave and Dave and Dave." Looks good. I was going to read a little report from the food shelf. It doesn't take long at all. They sent out sort of thank you notes for people to people that have given. And they reminded us that in 2025, last year, there was distributed 771,000 pounds of food to over 6,000 individuals, which translates into an average of 59 grocery trips each distribution day. And makes me feel good to know. I know there's people here that give to the food shelf, and I had been on the board. So I say thank you to those that give, and it's real need, of course. It's, we got back from a vacation for 6 weeks on Thursday evening, and I start looking around for where's this, where's that in the kitchen, because I've forgotten. But then I was thinking, we have so many, there's so many bottles and cans and spices and all this sort of stuff, and many places don't even have hardly anything to eat around the world. So, the wedding yesterday, congratulations to Tammy. Does anybody know the name of the?
Ryan.
The husband? Yeah. Ryan Engelman. Oh, as an Engelman. Okay. Ryan Engelman. Okay. Did he grow up around here then?
Yeah.
I met Tammy a few times and got to hear her play the keyboards. I think it was a piano once, and very talented individual. And glad Bill could be here to do the service. And I guess he had neck surgery, somebody said. So we hope that he recovers or is recovering from that. We went to church. Oh, I wanted to show you that too. I'm sorry, have to be doing this. But the best way I've found to get this information out is just to give it to you and pass around a little bit. We went every Sunday, even got to sing a solo one Sunday, which I have been doing down there. Somebody meets me and then they say, "Are you going to sing for us?" And of course, they have a little choir down there too this time of year, you know. All the so-called snowbirds coming up, coming down to Apache Junction, and it empties out a little bit in the summer, so to speak. But someone loans me a bike down there to ride around, and I like to pedal around on that bike. And funny thing happened just in our little HOA, Homeowners Association. We stay in a rented home down there. I rode past this one house, and there was nobody around, but a voice came from one of the houses. It said, "Hello, you are being recorded." So evidently some sort of a safety device that comes out in the house, but it sort of startled me. It made me think of this. I and we are being recorded right now. So it's nice to be able to hear the recordings, CDs, and also then you can tune in on our Facebook on the website. That's different than Facebook. Oh, okay. All right. And listen to the service, always. So even if you aren't here, you can tune in to the website, PlatoChurch.com, right? Yeah. Probably the most relaxing thing to do down there was that we bought some little blocks of seed and put it in the back porch deck, whatever you want to call it, and sat and watched the birds trying to figure out what are they thinking about, you know. Why do they fly away when this bigger one comes along? And they're so scared of people that you have to sneak out the door trying, because otherwise they just fly, the big ones and the little ones, the birds. So how you all been? We've had some surgeries, recovering. Anything to share? Called Vianne a few times. She was moved to another, forget the name of the place. There was one in Maconia. Huh?
Auburn,
yeah. But then she was moved to an Auburn facility in Chaska because she needed to have IV. Yeah, they put the infection in her knee, and it's stubborn, so they just put it right in there. But she's, as you can imagine, for Vianne to be laid up, it's big change. Oh, there you are. They're still there. Okay. Anything else to mention about prayers? And of course, Orby coming along. He likes being there pretty much. Orby? He even sent you a Valentine's. Yeah. Other joys? Yeah, Dave? Yes. Ah.
They've been down there for a couple of tomorrow, and they've been doing witnessing, walking around the neighborhood, talking to people, and getting people to come to church, and also working with children in the school down there. So
Good. Anybody been giving basketball practice lessons? That was your job. But you're healing up pretty well from that surgery, right? And you're not kicking your dog around or anything like that? No, good, not yet. Other joys, concerns? Yeah. No, in church? Percussion instruments with the hymns? Becky's our new secretary, and both Peg and Chris are on the board. Yeah, that's happened before, husband and wife on the same board, yeah. Oh yeah, Brenda, the old secretary, sent me a picture of your mom, Mavis, queen, yep. Holiday Valentine's queen. How's she handling that?
She likes it. I mean, it's something fun for her.
Well, she looks real good on that, seriously, yeah.
She remembers that anything happened.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She has fun while she's doing it.
Yeah. Alrighty. Other joys, concerns? One thing we've got to remember to do, Peg, is get that statement of faith in there, which will be right after the message always, except first, second, and third Sundays of the month. We have three different statements of faith, say all about the same thing. And then if there's a fourth Sunday, that's off, and it's fifth Sunday, it's off. So other joys, concerns, additions to the bulletin? Gee, we're gonna sing, right? 45. Crown him with many crowns. Crown him with many crowns, the King through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds left visible above, on beauty glorified. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise and glory shall not fail through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, whose rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glory now we sing, who died and rose on high, He died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father's known, one with the Spirit through given from yonder glorious throne. To thee be endless praise, for thou hast died. Be thou, O Lord, through endless days adorned and magnified. Now responsively we say our call to worship. Not that we haven't been worshiping, but another dimension, as we are reminded to come to rejoice together, for God is present with us. Sing praises to God, all you faithful ones. We are restored to life morning after morning. We will extol our God who lifts us up. Come to be washed and cleansed, forgiven and freed. Renew your commitment to the one who calls us. We have come to listen for God's word to us. We will give thanks to God's holy name. Come to enter the race for an imperishable goal. Proclaim the joy of serving in God's name. We are here to find where God will send us. We are ready to serve in Christ's name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angel prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, yet ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves us by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty sing song and crown him Lord all. To him majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Let's join together as we join with God as we sing and pray this prayer found printed in our bulletins to invoke, to give voice to our desire to be closer to God. Join with me to pray, saying, we come to you, gracious God, as a community of people who realize all is not well with us. We come longing for a wholeness that eludes us at time we flee from you. We are afraid to let you get too close. But today we dare to enter your presence with the intention of letting you heal us and draw us close. Hear us, O God, and be gracious to us. O God, be our helper. Turn our mourning into dancing so our souls may praise you and not be silent. Teach us with your love. Amen. Natural thing, as we pray to God and realize that we have fears and longings, we say these words. Where are you, O God? We confess that we have ignored you for so long that we feel out of touch. When we have a sudden need, it feels as if you are hiding from us. On those days when it seems we are down in a pit and there's no way out, we do not trust that you are there. Instead, we look for help in the wrong place and pursue our own responsiveness. Forgive us, O God, and teach us health, self-control, and responsiveness through your will. And know that as we come to God, certainly God pardons us and forgives us and says, hang in there. Come to the mountain with me, for I have come down from the mountain. Sandra signed up to read, so I will sit and you stand.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, the Transfiguration of Jesus. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. Here ends the reading.
Tell no one about what you've seen here, the vision, until Jesus has been raised from the dead. And I've always wondered about that, why he made them wait. They must have been excited. Got to tell everybody right away what they saw. For truly, it was amazing, astonishing. They were bedazzled on this mountain called the Mount of Transfiguration. We're not real sure if it was Mount Tabor or if it was Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon was 9,400 feet in the air and 11,000 from the Jordan Valley. And I had always pictured the scene as being Jesus on the very top of that mountain and then three disciples he'd chosen on the bottom. But that couldn't be, could it? That's 2 miles apart. So people have studied the Bible and they say, well, it probably wasn't the top of the mountain. And certainly the disciples were with him. And the more I think about this particular story over the years, it reminds me of the time shortly after that when Jesus was with his disciples the night of his betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane. They were sleeping, and Jesus was praying, if possible, let this cup pass from me, which also puzzles me, and yet it helps me maybe to identify more with Jesus, because he was worried, concerned, anxious about what he knew was probably going to happen to him, being crucified. But this night on the slopes again, can you picture the scene? Once again, scholars, they're not sure. There had to be some darkness, and whether that was early in the night yet or early in the day, which of course in Jewish thinking, the day begins at sundown, so it could have been. But the light, this scene, the disciples sleeping, Jesus praying, this happening of this cloud of light on the slopes. And certainly those Jews, they had to be reminded or think of this time when the ancestors had passed down, how through the years in the desert, there was a cloud of light that guided the Israelite people on their journey through the desert, on their escape from the slaves as under Pharaoh to the promised land. And you've probably heard the term Shekinah before. It means the glory of God. God was somehow associated with or in this light. An important event to remember. And so important that after all had gone forth, they wanted to celebrate this moment, hang with it a little longer. But if you read in this scripture and in some other versions, they mention three times in these short nine verses, look here, behold, heads up, pay attention, because Jesus is going to say something. And so is God. And something's going to awake up. Behold, something important's going on here. What's the deal with Moses coming? Well, he represented the lawgiver, the one who was their leader through those terrible times in the desert, and who went up to the mountain himself and came down with the Ten Commandments. The lawgiver, the first five books of the Bible are called sometimes the books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all written initially so that they could make it through that desert experience into the promised land. The Ten Commandments, we call them. Moses, the liberator and the leader through the wilderness. And then there was Elijah, who some say was the prophet of prophets. He did many miracles, fed widows, healed people himself. And scholars are a little bit disagree on whether he was really taken up into heaven before he died, and he's still alive and Some say, well, the Jews are setting out a chair for him, an empty chair, should he come back and dine with us. But whatever the case, the most important thing is he represented all the prophets to that time, and he passed his mantle on to Elisha. An important guy. And one of his mountaintop experiences was he was alone, wanting to experience God in a cave up high. And the wind blew and the earth shook. But after all that had passed, Elijah heard the voice that said, I'm not in the wind, I'm not in the earthquake, I'm in the still, small voice, which is big to us, that voice of God, to be reminded how that speaks to us yet today, through our conscience perhaps. Do right, always try to love, walk in humbleness with God. And once again, that God who spoke and said, this is my beloved son, has my approval. I love him very much. Listen to him. And what does he say? Stay awake, disciples. We're not going to build memorials at this time. We're not going to put little stickers and say on this date such and such happened. And we're going to move on. We're going to come down from the mountain. So follow me. No memorials yet. Or even so. Best way to remember what happened here is to live as if your lives had been changed. Look back on the experience, but walk with me. And of course, then they go on a wild trip. If I turn to Matthew here, see all what happens after they go down. I won't say them all, of course, but first thing he does is he heals a boy with a demonic spirit. Whoa. Controversial stuff could get him in big trouble. Some could say, oh, that boy wasn't really sick. He's all right. So-and-so paid him and put him up to it. He's going to pretend that he's better. But then quickly after that, Jesus begins to tell about his death and resurrection. What true greatness in? He goes back to it again, according to Matthew. It says, here's a little child. See her? That's what the kingdom of God's like. Unless you become as a little child, in other words, trusting me to guide you as you continue learning, continue growing, as children do, you shall not enter the kingdom. Therefore, don't be tempted to sin. Remember that God's looks for that lost sheep. I'm going on here. Talks about forgiveness. Peter says, well, how many times do I have to do this forgiveness stuff? 7 times. That'll do it, right? Jesus says, no, 70 times 7. Over and over again. Blesses the little children again. Talks about a time of, should we pay money to the synagogue? Stuff that is going to get him in trouble. Wasn't going to be easy. Thinking about this text so much in the mountain and going up and down, I wanted to ask you a question. Is it easier to go up a mountain or come down from a mountain? We were hiking with my brother-in-law down there in Arizona. And we were hiking, and it was a desert museum. And he grew up in the Phoenix area. So it was kind of like being home with him. And he pointed to a certain mountain there. And he said his brother was with us too, Hans. And they said, we've climbed that mountain several times when we were in high school. And I said, okay, what takes more time, going up or coming down? What do you think they said? Now, I heard her say it, coming down. Yeah, smart granddaughter you got there. Because you got to be careful, don't you? How about, let's go up and down steps. What's easier to do, go up the steps or come down the steps? A lot easier to come down, isn't it? Thank God for railings, right? And don't go too fast. You could trip. To me, going down is harder. I was at Glenfield's Living with Care. Oh, this has been maybe 10, 15 years ago now. And I was visiting people there. And it had to be about 10 years ago, yeah, because they built a new place. And you know where it turns a corner there in that new addition? There's stairs that go down. And as I was starting to go down those stairs, I thought of my granddaughters who were, one was, I think, about 5, and the other was 7 at the time. And have you seen little kids and daughters? They can go down steps fast. I said, I wonder if I can go that fast. So I turned the corner, it went down, and of course I had my cloud hoppers on, so I tripped over my own 2 feet. I started rolling about halfway and rolled about halfway across the floor. And there was a pole that had been constructed to hold up the second level part of it. And I came to rest on that pole. But I came out of that unhurt, thankfully, for carpeting. And the worst thing was when I hit my head and said, I'm so stupid. That was the most injury. Of course, I can't go down steps like little kids can, but you got to be careful, right? And maybe in this case, going up the mountain with Jesus, experiencing that, you'd want to stay there, but Jesus said, come on down from the mountain and follow me. Of course, both are necessary, right? We have our ups, we have our downs. That's one thing I missed in Arizona, though. Anybody been to Arizona? There's hardly any steps anywhere, all on the same level. Here we got steps all over. I love steps. But I've had more accidents going down because I wasn't careful. Above all, whether you're going up or down, seek the kingdom of God. Seek and to eat of the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, understanding, so forth. And if you can't taste those fruits, if you're having trouble, if you can't find it, pray, yes. Talk to others, yes. Read the Bible. Keep in mind that the Word is not just something you pull out, this text or that text, to prove a certain point. That's not the Word. The Word is the whole Bible, 66, but most importantly, the Bible's about Jesus. The Word made flesh. John 1:1. The Word, Jesus. I close this little thing with a prayer. And it's by Susanna Wesley, of course, who was part of the founders of Methodism. She prays to say this: help me, Lord, to remember that religion is not to be confined to the church or to a prayer closet, nor exercised only in prayer or meditation, but to remember that everywhere I am, the God, is in your presence. Amen. Our statement of faith for this Sunday is found in the inside cover. It's the 1959 version. Perhaps you were one of them that memorized this. Let's pray together, or confess together, our faith by saying that we believe in God, the Eternal Spirit, Father of our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, sets before him the ways of life and death. He seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles. And in Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death, and reconciling the world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his Church to accept the cost and joy of discipleships, to be his servants in the service of men, to proclaim the gospel to all the world, and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sin and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him. Amen. We sing as a prelude, as a way, another way of praying, one, the only stanza of hymn 83. There's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. And we pray in your name, O God, name of Jesus, Savior, our Savior. And you save us. You teach us, you lead us, but say, be bold, stand up to power, but be wise, be gentle, be loving and kind, not insisting our own way, but cherishing other views as well. not to believe everything we hear or see through our own eyes, but help us to see through the eyes of our hearts and other people's hearts, and to cherish those little smiles, their welcome spirit about them. And we pray for others as well, not that they can't pray, for I've thought many times that those near death are closer to you than us that have everything going for us. So without mentioning other names, but remembering those especially separated from us through living centers, care centers, hospitals, clinics, facing surgery, waiting on tests, that you be with us. And to that event, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to say together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory. Keeping that in mind, we stand and sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Our prayer for the offering is printed in our bulletin. We say that together. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to invest in the healing ministry of the church as we reach out to offer hope and wholeness to our fragmented world. We find new meaning for our lives. We are grateful for your faithfulness, even when we do not respond. We rejoice that your love is constant through our long nights of weeping and days of suffering. Even in these moments, we celebrate the joy of giving. Amen.
We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Your God reigns. From Isaiah 52, we sing, Our God reigns.
Hallelujah. Lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. He had no stately form, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to him. He was despised, and we took no account of him. Yet now he reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Out of the tomb he came with grace and majesty. He is alive, he is alive. God loves us so, we hear his hands, his feet cry. Yes, we know he is alive. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.